Telephone books in the United States have white, blue and yellow pages. The white pages list people with phones by their last names. The blue pages contain numbers of city services, government agencies and public schools. Businesses and professional services are listed in a special section, the yellow pages. To make a long-distance call, you need an area code. Each area in the US has an area code. The area covered by an area code may be small or large. For example, New York City has one area code, but so does the whole state of Oregon. If you want to know the area code of a place, you can look it up in the area code map printed in the front of the white pages. There are a lot of public telephones in the US. They have their own numbers. If you're making a long-distance call on a public telephone and run out of money, give the number on the phone to the person you're talking to. Then hang up the receiver and he can call you back. If you make a long-distance call and get a wrong number, call the operator and explain what happened. This means that you can make the call again to the right number without having to pay more money.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. Where can you find the telephone number of a city council in a telephone book? Question 19. Where can you find the area code map of the U.S.? Question 20. What will the operator do when you make a call again because of a wrong number?